Maria, thank you for taking some time out for us here on the 20th day of February. It is good to catch up with you. And as we catch up with you, lots happening in the world of pork, specifically talking about some of the trade deals that the United States has signed with multiple countries across the world that seem to be pretty positive. Most of them seem to be pretty positive, it looks like, for the pork industry here in the United States. And there's been a lot going on when it comes to trade deals.
Yeah, certainly. The administration has been very busy negotiating deals with a number of countries, and we've seen the text of these agreements really be positive towards U.S. pork market access and exports. And hopefully in the coming months and years as these go into effect, we start seeing an increase in our export numbers.
Are there any of the deals in particular that stand out to you?
The first one that I think is a great example of collaboration with the U.S. government and us working on behalf of the U.S. pork industry is on Malaysia. Malaysia went above and beyond, I'd say, on the text that they agreed to. It is a FTA-style agreement where they are going to eliminate a lot of the non-tariff barriers to trade that we've been facing. All plants are going to be eligible for export, cold storage facilities. Before this agreement, we only had about 6 plants that are eligible to export. So this is a huge win for our industry. And what that did is it laid the groundwork for some of these other agreements that we are seeing over the last few weeks, including with Taiwan and Indonesia, where we are seeing that similar sort of text where it's opening up market access, reducing those tariff barriers and non-tariff barriers to trade, and then expanding those into Taiwan and Indonesia, where it's really created a great blueprint. And we hope to see that really transpire and be extended for other markets throughout Southeast Asia.
With those three countries in particular, any kind of estimation as to that market that you could be getting into, what that can mean to producers?
Yeah, it's hard to estimate some of these trade numbers. There's a lot of issues. And we are dealing with two countries that are of Muslim countries like Malaysia and Indonesia. But in the cases of a country like Indonesia, their population is the size of Australia. And even if you get 10% of that, that is quite significant possibility for market for U.S. pork. The biggest hurdles that we've faced in these countries has been on facility registrations. And with that being addressed in the agreement, that really sets us up for that market access in the future, and to build those markets up and work with our partner organizations on marketing of that U.S. pork in those countries.
Mm-hmm. In addition to, and I guess before we move on to other countries, with those markets in particular, are there cuts in particular that may be targeted, maybe more appealing to those regions?
Yeah, in the case of Taiwan, for example, this is an agreement that has taken almost 2 decades to get to. I started with MPPC over 11 years ago, and this is something that we were already working on. Since then, it's only gotten to be a bigger issue. For example, in the market access that we have in the agreement, once it is passed through the Taiwanese parliamentary system, we should have tariffs that are cut in half. So if you look at globally where we are, who is exporting to Taiwan, we would have better market access than the Europeans and the Canadians. And that's going to be very beneficial for us in terms of those exports that we are looking towards diversifying on, which are the offals. And this is something where our biggest markets for U.S. pork offals are in Asia, particularly in China, as we look at countries, or as we look at areas like Indonesia or Taiwan, we are looking at diversifying and moving some of those products into those countries.
Maybe for our listeners who aren't quite familiar, could you explain what offals are?
Yeah, those are the parts of the animal that are not as, that we don't tend to eat here in the United States. It could include kidneys, it could include livers and face masks, trotters, et cetera. In fact, I was in Taiwan for one of the negotiations about a year and a half ago. I went to a very popular restaurant. During the lunchtime, I went to whichever one was in a cafeteria with the longest line. I sat down, I ordered what everybody else was ordering, and I found a big piece of liver, pork liver, in my soup. So those are the types of offals that we're talking about.
Very interesting, very interesting. And moving away from Southeast Asia, there's been some recent deals with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Central America. Thoughts on those?
Yeah, those are very positive because they reinforce everything that was negotiated under those agreements under the CAFTA-DR. So those are the Central American Free Trade Agreement with Central America and the Dominican Republic. What we had been pressing the admin for was to continue to fortify and implement that traditional free trade agreement. And the text did not divert too far away from that. And El Salvador is a growing market for us. The CAFTA-DR region is very important to us. And so it was great to see those deals reassert the text that we had already had in place.
Reassertion review process. I was trying to segue there, but kind of along the same lines, of course, this 2026, a big year for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement and that review process. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, we're certainly looking at this review and seeing what the three countries come up towards. Obviously, the National Pork Producers Council, we see the huge benefit of this FTA with both Mexico and Canada. We exported well over $2 billion in 2024 to Mexico, over close to $900 million in 2024 to Canada. And it's been a very successful agreement for U.S. pork. We also have a lot of cross-border trade, as well as the very important, it is very important for us to collaborate and coordinate on animal health issues since we have these vast, expansive borders. And so it's all part of the USMCA, and what we are pushing for the admin is to review, move forward. Let's look at new market access. We like it. We like the agreement, and we're working very hard to ensure that we continue to have that market access into both of those very important markets for us. Mm-hmm.
Some of within the administration have said it's a good time to take a look at maybe some quirks or some things that aren't quite working in the agreement. Is there anything along the pork side of things that stand out in your mind that may not be working with those allies?
The pork market access that we have across the three countries is great. In fact, about a year and a half ago, the National Pork Producers Council, the Canadian Pork Council, and the Mexican Pork Council all got together. Our officers got together and said, okay, what are we all going to ask for when it comes to this review? And our officers all said, we like it the way it is. And we are going to continue to push in that direction. So we don't see any, we haven't faced any market access issues. And this is going to be really important to keep this agreement and have that ability to export to both Canada and Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So we'll see how that review process goes here in 2026. And Maria, we're talking on the 20th of February. The Supreme Court earlier today ruled that the tariffs issued by the administration of President Trump are not legal. And of course, a lot of those tariffs kind of push into trade deals and things like that. So where does MPPC stand on that ruling right now?
Well, we're still evaluating what the consequences will be of this 6-3 decision from the Supreme Court on IEEPA. As a reminder to everybody that's not, you know, living and breathing on the trade side of things, this is what was used for the Tariff Liberation Day to put tariffs on countries. Then countries came with their proposals, and this is how we got these deals with Taiwan and Indonesia and Malaysia, the ones that we were just talking about, El Salvador, Guatemala. And it's still to be determined how those countries react now that the U.S. government sees that it has heard from the Supreme Court that they can no longer use those tariffs or impose those broad tariffs on countries. I think it's still the developing situation, and we'll see what the response is.
Yeah, developing situation is an understatement there, I think, but it'll be interesting to see how it turns out. Maria, if folks want to follow along with the trade efforts of the National Pork Producers Council, how can they do that?
Well, we are always available at mbbc.org. Please also follow us on our social media, and a special thanks to our investors who get special access to a lot of our efforts that go out to them. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you for the time today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you.